Some morning alarms use a gentle approach, some not so much. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that's almost always on time. I'm Brady. It's Friday, March 15th. This is Sleep Awareness Week, and today we're talking about the part of sleep people usually like the least, the part where the alarm clock wakes us up. Human beings have been trying to get a jump on the new day for millennia. It's said that Plato reworked a water clock, which used the steady drip of water to mark the passage of time, so that it would start whistling when it was time to give a lecture. Atlas Obscura wrote about a Buddhist monk in 8th century China, Yi Xing, who built a clock that could set off gongs and show off puppets at the right times. It was called Water-Driven Spherical Bird's Eye View Map of the Heaven. In Europe, there were mechanical clocks with alarms by at least the 15th century, and an American inventor came up with a personal alarm clock in 1787. That device, though, could only go off at 4 a.m. The first alarm clock you could set yourself came from a French inventor in 1847. A few decades later, in 1876, Seth Thomas became a big name in the time industry by mass-producing alarm clocks in the United States. The electric alarm clock showed up in 1918, though Henry Warren's invention needed a steady electric current to keep steady time, and the current wasn't always perfectly steady. But along the way, some people undoubtedly had to get up at particular times before any of these inventors had put their creations out into the world. So how did they do it? Well, there are stories that some people, including Native Americans, would drink a specific amount of water before bed. They were relying on a full bladder to wake them up at their chosen time. Others used church bells or factory whistles to know when it was time to launch their morning routine. And then there was the knocker-up. People in Ireland and Great Britain would hire someone else to drop by with a wake-up call. They would bang on the doors and windows, hopefully not on the clients, to rouse them from their sleep. Though even back then, people saw the flaw in the plan. They used to make up jokes about how if the knocker-up was waking people, who woke the knocker-up up? You can learn more about the history of alarm clocks at coolweirdawesome.com. And if you've got time for another great story, set your alarm for right after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Today in 1963, the birthday of singer Bret Michaels. Last fall, the Poison frontman heard about a husky named Bret Michaels who had saved the life of a kitten by donating blood. The singer reached out to the Nebraska Humane Society to ask if he could adopt the dog. One of their staffers noted, quote, "Bret Michaels, the human, has experience with huskies." I'm Brady. Bret Michaels, the human. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.